Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged number 57. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Not too much.
Oh, okay. Hanging in there.
Hanging tough.
We're not singing that song.
No. No, we're not. Yeah. Doing all right. Yeah, so we missed a week recording since somebody wanted to go on vacation.
To somebody's. You know how Nathan and I, we go arm in arm.
It's not like I did. Oh, I did.
Nathan and I go arm in arm together, right, yeah, on vacation. We take our families too. But
did you guys have a good vacation?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we went down to Lake Cumberland.
Yep. Okay.
Boat, float.
A little alcoholic beverage from time to time.
Good meals.
Good. Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Who does the meals cooking?
The girls cooked.
Mostly did. Yeah.
I thought I'd get wrapped up into it, but nope.
You did
that. That is a good vacation.
You did a grilling at 110 degree heat.
Yeah, I did do the grilling.
I kept going out there like, you need anything, Nate? Okay, I'm going back in the air conditioning. It was so hot.
Was it really? Was it hot? Yeah, it was hot.
Well, I mean, it was hot, but it was like highly humid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we missed a week, but the listeners did not miss a week. See?
They did not.
We take care of our creepies.
That's right.
Yeah, we're that good.
We are that good.
We got it all figured
exactly. We got to take care of our creepies. Okay, so Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about, and I have to give credit where credit is due, and that's to me, right? This one's my crazy pick. We're going to talk about something called the Codex Gigas, because that comes out so easily, which is also called the Devil's Bible,
mm-hmm,
right? Had you guys ever heard of anything like this before?
No.
No? That's a no?
You had not, Nate? I had not until I started listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
No idea about it, so...
There are a lot of manuscripts out there, and there are some other ones that we can talk about, mm-hmm, that are supposed to be sacred, and some that are, you know, people haven't been able to figure out how to read them, or they're, you know, all these like weird mysteries, and this is kind of one of those, although they've figured it out pretty well. But I will lay a little foundation, and we will have a little fun talk about it.
Okay.
The Codex Gigas, which means giant book, it is the largest extant medieval illuminated manuscript in the world. That's a lot of ways to describe it. Mm-hmm. At a length of 92 centimeters, which is 36 inches, very large illuminated Bibles were a typical feature of Romanesque monastic book production. But even within this group, the page size of the Codex Gigas is noted as exceptional. The manuscript is also known as the Devil's Bible due to its highly unusual full-page portrait of Satan and the legend surrounding its creation. The manuscript was created in the early 13th century in the Benedictine monastery of, it wouldn't be an episode without something hard to say, Podlaces in Bohemia, now a region in the modern day Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. The manuscript contains the complete Vulgate Bible as well as other popular works, all written in Latin. Between the Old and New Testaments are a selection of other popular medieval reference works. Josephus's Antiquities of the Jews and De Bello Edaco Isidore of Seville's Encyclopedia, something or other. I'm going to get all this wrong. The Chronicles of Cosmas of Prague and Medieval Works, an early version of the Ars Medicine compilation of Tristes and two books of Constantine the African. That was easy to get out that last
part. Simple.
That was just rolls right off the tongue.
So smooth.
But there's a lot in that book, in other words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 30.
And it's on display in Sweden, in Stockholm.
It is. Uh-huh. The National Library.
It is. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. What gets me about this book, just right off the bat, if you look at it and you see a nice picture of it, which is 1,000 pictures, millions, the size of it. So 36 inches tall.
That's huge.
I know. That's what, 3 feet? So 20 inches wide and 8.7 inches thick, and it weighs 165 pounds.
So it said most people reading.
That's a tree.
It weighs about the same amount as most people reading about it.
Yeah. I weigh 170. And I'm like, wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's a big
takes
book.
Takes a couple people to, yep, to that's, lift it.
Yeah, that's a big book there. So that's, but is, I like I said, I've never heard of it until I heard it about, yeah, 3 or 4 years ago on a podcast. And I'm like, what in the heck is the Devil's Bible? You know, it's something.
And why is it called that? That's what gets your attention, right?
And the Codex Gigas, it sounds like something like a Silicon Valley. You know, we're working on the Codex Gigas for new iPhone.
Yeah. Is that extra memory?
Yeah, right. Is it extra? Right. So I'm like, what in the heck
is this? Processing capabilities are immense.
Exactly.
They're almost terrifying.
Right.
It's a devil of a phone. Yeah. So, and our listeners, I know we'll post pictures, but the devil depiction is really creepy.
It's super creepy, yeah.
And I guess from what I researched was. It was kind of like his selfie.
Yes.
That's what they called it, you know, the 13th century selfie, where he wanted his picture in there. And it's kind of like, that's what we all think about, a devil looking, or similar with the forked tongue and the, you know, the claws and all that. So it's pretty wild. Green face, you know, so.
Diaper.
He does have a diaper on. He says, what is it?
Well, it's a baby devil.
It includes a picture of the devil.
Maybe a loincloth.
The devil is about 50 centimeters, 20 inches tall. Directly opposite the devil is a full-page depiction of the kingdom of heaven. So, thus juxtaposing contrasting images of good and evil. So, it's kind of saying, are you going to end up on one page or are you going to end up on the other? The devil is shown frontally, crouching with arms uplifted in a dynamic posture. He is clothed in a white loincloth, Nate.
Loincloth.
So, same thing.
I like
diaper. With small, comma-shaped red dashes. These dashes have been interpreted as the tails of the ermine furs, a common symbol of sovereignty. He has no tail, and his body, arms, and legs are of normal human proportions. His hands and feet end with only 4 fingers in each and toes each, terminating in large claws. Both his claws and large horns are red. Yeah, he looks pretty gnarly.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I like diaper better than loincloth.
He's got a green head.
Yeah.
And then legend surrounds its origin.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Specifically the story that it was written by one scribe in one night with help from the devil himself. It initially contained 320 sheets, though 12 of those were subsequently removed. It is unknown who removed the pages or for what purpose.
I heard a few pages. I heard 10 pages, and I heard several pages. And there supposedly it was thrown in a fire. It was thrown out of a window and fell on somebody, injuring them or killing them. Because they said, can you imagine 160-pound anything falling out of a window and falling on you?
It's like a human falling
and
out
so of
a window.
They
I think
fell.
That's death.
That's right, yeah. It's the
not going to end well.
It's the Codex Gigas.
Catch it.
Right, yeah. So it got a little damage there, and they said the pages might have been. But the other theory that those pages are missing is that people remove them because they have knowledge, sacred knowledge that we're not supposed to know about. Right?
Correct.
And that who knows the Vatican has or who knows who.
Right. That they were removed on purpose.
Secret societies, conspiracy.
So, like Nate said, this monk, so he was a monk who failed to uphold his vows and was sentenced to death, offered to write the Codex Gigas overnight, an endeavor that would take easily years and more likely decades. Supposedly he had made a deal with the devil to absorb some of his power to complete the task. You know, the people that have analyzed this book are looking at it, and they're estimating how long it would take. Like, there's no way humanly possible
to do this overnight
because of so much is in there, so many.
And it's color.
Yeah, and they used what's the vellum? What's the it's the donkey skin?
How many donkeys? I was like 160, something like that.
Yeah, that's what they
several.
Wrote. And it was in color. There's no way you could just one person could write that overnight. Where like
what
they
said
it takes
was like 20 years.
Two
at
decades.
Least, yeah,
that they estimated. Yeah, and they said that's actually if you wrote it nonstop without breaks. Just going. And then he got it done in one.
one night.
Yeah, one night. And I'm like, uh-oh.
The help of Lucifer.
Kind of sold his
vigorously
soul.
Vigorously writing.
Vigorously. Well, we know what happens there. Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though?
Well, because like, he had
one heck of a writer's cramp.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
I mean,
He had basically, because they were going to wall him up alive.
He looked like that guy in the
crink in your neck here.
Scream, or not Scream, but
Scary Movie.
Yeah. His hands all gnarled.
he was supposed to be walled up alive, right, mm-hmm. as punishment. And then he had said, if I can basically write a book with all of the world earthly knowledge and, you know, and I can give this to you. And they basically, they said, if you can do it in one night, you know, basically. And I think he started on it and it came, I don't remember what time they said it was, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And he's like, this is impossible. So that's when he's like, I mean, why wouldn't you say, hey, God, you want to help me out here?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, instead, he was like, all right, Satan, you know.
Yeah, wrong guy to ask for help.
You know
right?
what I mean? Like, so anyway, it gives it an interesting spin, and it gives it an mm-hmm. interesting legend or lore. But I think it's also equally interesting that it really doesn't reference, besides this picture of the devil, which is juxtaposed to a heavenly picture, right, or a good versus evil picture, it doesn't really, this whole book is full of Old Testament, New Testament, mm-hmm. religious scripture. Now, they said it does have some magical spells. It also has some healing spells in it as well, and some things they don't completely understand why they're in there or how it works, but some of it does look almost magical in nature. So those are a little bit, there's some mystical Jewish symbology in there too. So that's right. That's also interesting. But I think it's equally mind-boggling that this is the largest book in the world, mm-hmm. you know. And most people, I would have never heard of this. Last few years, like you, podcasts and just having people, you know, throw interesting things your way. Like, have you ever seen this before? But I stumbled across ancient manuscripts that are either not decipherable mm-hmm. or you know, hard to explain, or, you know, have these really wild legends behind them. And this was one of them. And I found it just like, you know, I don't believe how it came to be, but it is, it's like, you know, it is shrouded in mystery. And yeah. that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, it has all the same, well, I'm sure the stories are different, but the entire Latin Bible mm-hmm. are then the books of Acts and Revelation.
Right.
But all the rest, I mean, they're in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see like a translation of it.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the devil standing over your shoulder and like, okay, no. And so let's do.
That's not how it happened.
Right, yeah. It's whatever. The Bible with the devil's God, version. No, that's yeah. not,
I know.
Where at the end it says not.
Yeah,
oh, no, you didn't.
The guy's like, don't listen to him. Don't. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, he just writes the book anyway.
He yeah. can do it all. He can do it one night.
One of the, another scholar or, yeah, and somebody that's an expert, so-called expert, they estimated it could have taken 30 years.
Oh, wow.
For the average person to, so whatever, 20, 30, or 10 years. I mean, my gosh, that's a long time. Not to...
But, it also says, like, the first page has two Hebrew alphabets. There are also added slips of early Cyrillic and Glagolithic alphabets. But then down at the end here, it says, apart from the alphabets at the start, the entire book is written in Latin. So why would you show these alphabets but then write it in a completely mm-hmm. different language?
Right. The whole thing is just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, just from the size to the why it was written, how it was written, how long it, or, well, like how long it would have taken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Without the help of the devil, supposedly. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah. And then
how it could crush you if it fell on you.
How it could literally and kill
I
did, you.
I found the passage for that, and it said it did injure the bison.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It didn't kill him. I would think it'd kill you.
I would think so too, because I think it came from several
it's
stories.
Severely maimed.
There was a picture of it too, where it like fell out. I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
It says here in 1594, the Devil's Bible was brought to Prague from the Bramov Monastery, where it had been kept since the year 1420. King Rudolf II asked to borrow the Devil's Bible, and then he said he promised the monks that when he was finished with the book, he would return it, which he, of course, never did.
Did not.
He did not. Yeah, it's like. I wonder what his late fee was. Yeah, I wonder, you know.
His late fee. Like, it's still going on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right?
You know, what's the fee there or not returning.
There's
320 overdue.
You're like your soul.
Yeah, late notice. Send late notice. They need like the librarian lady, the library, you know, going after him.
This is where they said there was 310 pages or 320 pages, but 10 pages were removed. But like I said, I saw
kind of more or less.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And on the opposite page of the portrait of the devil is an image of the heavenly city. This has been interpreted as the heavenly Jerusalem mentioned in the book of Revelation. It was common in the Middle Ages to leave book spreads on display to convey a message to those who saw it. It is believed that the message intended here is to show the rewards of a God-fearing life on one page and the horrors of a sinful life on the other.
Right.
I don't know.
The additional stuff that they put in there says, in addition to all the texts that we're talking about with the Bible and the Jewish War and the Chronicle of Bohemia and all that, they have a number of shorter texts, including medical practices, penitence, and exorcisms. So how to perform exorcisms, which I thought was interesting.
I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that actually until I just saw that here.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, Nate's in Stockholm. I looked at it and I completely forgot. I was thinking it was still in the Czech Republic. I don't know how I spaced that. Yeah. I would love to see this thing. I'm looking at a picture of a woman looking at it, and the thing is huge. Yeah, it's like looking at our
huge
table.
Yeah.
It's just monstrous. And that picture of the devil, though, it's just like, say if he really did inspire that, and that's what he wanted put in there. Just kind of, yeah.
I think it's interesting. There are places that talk about it being cursed, and that's why, you know, it's kind of gone from place to place. But they said it's been in Stockholm for so long, and there really hasn't. I mean, it's behind glass, but there really hasn't been anything bad happen there. So I give it time, I guess. But you know,
I find that funny how many pages are removed, because I found another thing, another page that says, but at some point in time, the last 10 pages were cut out and removed from the book.
Oh, so like the very last 10, but yeah, not just 10 random.
Yeah. Gotcha. But then on Wikipedia says the last 12 pages.
So what we're thinking is no one really knows.
Nobody knows.
It's a mystery.
Oh, the whole thing's crazy. It is a mystery.
So how's that different than anything else that we talk about around here?
Yeah, right.
Right.
We know last time we started.
Exactly. Like, so here you go, right? Here's all the information. We really don't have any other answers.
Yeah. And it said the manuscript is not kept open, and it is kept in a fairly dark room because of a possible damage from light.
Right.
There is a movie describing the history of the Codex in Swedish with English subtitles playing on a loop. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know it was kept in dark, or a fairly dark room.
A lot of the pictures you see of it are open, and where they've, you know, like somebody standing by it to give it reference of how big it is, you know, frame of reference.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, but it is, it's just, and like I said, we'll have to cover other manuscripts, because there's some out there that are just interesting. But this to me is one of the ones to highlight. I mean, it's like, it's the big mama.
Mm-hmm.
Or the big data, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, big something.
The big devil. The big El Diablo.
Yeah. There's a, oh gosh, this was not in my original research, but I just found it as we were scrolling through. Here it is, okay. Some of this we've already said, but it said the massive, oh wait, hold on, sorry. Is in a glass, behind glass in a room on the second floor that, like you said, Sean, in the King's Library, also known as the National Library of Sweden, in Humle Garden, meaning hops, suggesting royalty grew hops there for their own beer.
Oh.
Garden, meaning courtyard, a lovely park in the posh Stockholm neighborhood of Östermalm, says the manuscript. Yeah, so then that's when it said the manuscript is not kept open. It is kept in a fairly dark room. So it's just interesting. I don't know. Just little side bits. Like, what? I don't know. I'd like to see it. Put it on the list, John.
At least I will. Oh, absolutely.
We're going to Stockholm.
Stockholm right there.
Go to the National Library.
I've got room over here. Yeah. I just think it's interesting, and I'd love to see it too. And it's good that they know as much as they do about it, but there's still a lot of mysteries surrounding it.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, when we talk about it or I listen to another podcast, I'm thinking, I'm just trying to, in my mind, picture this monk. Yeah, like I said, with Satan over his shoulder, telling him what to write, and then
feverishly,
hey, I want my picture in there. This is how I mean, what if that is how he looks? Because I don't think that's what he looks like. Because he, I mean, he can look like anything he wants.
It's a little foolish, yes.
But like, it's a real that's a movie version of the devil, for right? Me, you know, or some
creepy version, right?
Yeah, creepy green, double forked,
right? Yeah,
tongue guy with a
guy got to get you,
yeah,
in the middle of the night kind of guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's not mentioned more.
I know, like, I
unless
agree.
Unless you kind of listen to or read this type of stuff, it's not mentioned.
We should be learning about this kind of stuff in, like, I don't know, elementary school anyway, right?
No, you think. You think maybe in high school? I don't know.
At least by middle school, high school, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they're saying, just reading about, like, how historians and experts don't know the answer of how the book was even composed. This is mostly because of the imbalance between the book's comprehensive attention to detail and its massive scope. Namely, the general nature of the writing is utterly consistent with no variations in looks or quality. So more or less, I mean, the whole thing looks like it's written by one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Consistency. With the same, the same way it's written.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty wild, yeah. Because you'd think it would take a group of people to do this, you know.
Okay, take 10 people writing it. It's still going to take longer than a night.
Well, there weren't very many people that could write, and there weren't very many people that
could
be artistic.
That's true.
So there were special people. You know, that's what monks were, literate, and they could copy, and it took them a long time before the press. You know,
well, the pages are thin.
Press
yeah.
That's why they're saying that, because there's so much in it, like, you know, colored and the illustrations, but so much writing in it. That's why, and they're so, it's not like they're writing 5 words per page. Okay, next. It's filled.
Oh, yeah, it's like one entire book is on one page.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm more fascinated about.
Yeah.
Just the time, the time, the size, and then obviously the Satan aspect.
How much whiteout is in it?
I don't... I'd hate to be editor. Thank you.
Right?
Oh my gosh!
This says manuscript specialists claim that this was actually impossible to achieve, to write it in one night.
Oh,
or
absolutely.
Even in a
and
short
I saw
period.
That too. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean,
there's another picture showing how big it is.
Yeah, look at it. It looks like it.
Oh wow!
Looks like a bed.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Standing up, you know, upright. It's
sure.
Crazy.
It's your night to sleep in.
This was a great pick for Mini too, because it's I don't know. It's when
got
you said
a little
that,
bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're most welcome.
Yeah. Is that the devil picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Close up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got. Definitely go look at this. Go look into it more. Go see it.
I don't think they knew.
Take a weekend.
And the monk isn't known.
I didn't find any names. Yeah.
If in fact that
it's
that's
just the monk,
true,
right? It's a legend, right?
They don't know who exactly that this monk is. And I feel. I mean, if that is true, he made the wrong decision on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, I just found something real quickly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll read it and see how it goes. A long list of sinful confessions also finds its place among the pages of the manuscript, and it is placed just before the depiction of heaven. This text differs from the rest of the Codex Gigas. It is written in capital letters. The monk is begging for forgiveness across 5 entire pages, describing his every sin in detail. The subsequent pages present a full-scale representation of heaven and the devil.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Well, because they said that he didn't live up to his vows.
Well,
it's kind of like he was guilt-ridden.
But you say 5 pages?
5 pages.
So that's a lot of
pages. Were
I mean, those are big pages
from the monk himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I may need 6, but that's a lot of sins.
I would probably need 7.
You're like, put me down for a solid 10.
Just round it to a good Just do a 10.
320. 319.
It'd take forever to do 5 pages,
right?
Man, I know.
Puts it all into perspective.
I just think, like, if we had just our normal size page, and I was writing. Like that. I mean, it would take me,
Oh, wow.
That's the heavenly Jerusalem on the opposite page
right.
of the devil.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I don't. I don't remember seeing that. I don't know why. But I mean, yeah, I have. I just been a while. Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It really is.
Yeah. I would imagine a lot of our listeners have never heard of it, and then some here and there, probably.
Hmm.
Go check it out, please. And it's crazy. It's interesting.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those mysteries, right?
Yep.
Histories, mysteries, right?
And whoever finds the 10 missing pages, let us know.
Yeah. Speed dial.
Well, I Googled. Email us. Or not Googled, but I mean, I looked up on eBay. Nobody has them.
Nobody
sells them.
No. I was going to say.
For the right price.
I looked on my...
the highest bidder.
Maybe yeah. They're in Hitler's hidden treasure vault.
Maybe. Or under the Vatican.
Mm. That I could buy.
I've watched videos on that. We have talked about that sometime. That's really fun, scary, mysterious.
We talk about scary. It is kind of scary.
Our podcast might be taken off the air if we talk about it too much. But.
What happened? You talked about
somebody pulled the plug. Yeah, exactly. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Well, guys, anything else on the Codex Gigas?
I don't think so.
I don't want to try to recreate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I heard it was called the Devil's Bible for the first, I was like, that's creepy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't like that. I wouldn't just sell my soul for anything.
Yeah. Well, I just don't. I mean, the Bible to me is that's God's word. That's the holy. I mean, but just knowing like the devil had something. I don't like it.
You the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I mean, man, there's always like the dark to the light, you know.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there's
that's true.
Good manuscripts. There's bound to be evil ones.
Yeah, I guess that is true. It's there's a balance, right?
Yep. Right.
That's the world. I'm out, man. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, until next time, that was what? Middle-aged mini number 57. That's cool. We're getting up to the 60s.
Does Nate get a wrap?
Oh.
Wow. Is he going to take us out of here?
I am so sorry.
Hey, man.
I thought you were leading to that.
The devil's in the details. All right. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. I was looking right at my notes. Not that we have any.
I thought he was going to say we don't have to sell
our
soul for this.
Did we have a week off?
We might have.
Oh, you creepies are laughing. I know you are. I'm like that knucklehead. Well, thanks again for listening to Middle Age Mini number 57 on the Codex Gigas, also known as the Devil's Bible. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.